Joining us is Jennifer Kilpala. She's the director of the Lake Superior Shore Run. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And the Lake Superior Shore Run, tell us what's happening, when and where, and how can folks get involved?
It's next weekend, Saturday, September 22nd. We have a half marathon. It's a true half marathon this year. We extended the course because we had some requests to do that. So it's 13.1 miles. We have a 5K and we have a free 1K kids race. So kids can come in the theme with the Superiorland Ski Club to promote health and wellness among youth. We wanted to have a free race.
And this is all connected with the Superiorland Ski Club. And
correct.
How does it all work together?
Well, it's one of our largest fundraisers of the year. All of the money goes back to the Superiorland Ski Club, which is a club that promotes cross-country skiing in youth and adults. We have 125 kids last year who participated in our four different age level ski programs, as well as adult relays. And so all of that money goes to help with our coaching, our traveling for the high school team, waxes, and just rentals for anybody who wants to try the sport.
So what are the details of the marathon? When, where, and how can folks get involved?
Well, packet pickup's going to be Friday at the Marquette Commons. So if you haven't signed up yet, you can do that throughout the week on our website, superiorlandskiclub.com. All one word, superiorlandskiclub.com, or come down there and do that. We also have race day registration. That's at Little Presque Isle is where the race goes. So it leaves there, goes along the shoreline, up top of the world, bareback. It's just a really fun race. It is rugged.
I was going to say that
it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, this is not a, I wouldn't want to say a beginner's race, but definitely some challenges to it.
Although the 5K is flat. That's if you want to just do the 5K, if you're not crazy about the hills, that's a little easier.
Tell me a little bit more about the Superiorland Ski Club in particular, in terms of its programs and things that it does. What are some of the main things?
Well, we have the Ski Cats. Those are the littlest skiers. That's just fun. They really have a good time. They play. They do games on skis. They just learn and have fun in the sport. And that's what it's about. Learning a lifelong sport you can do after high school. We also have an adventure club when the kids get almost to middle school, a prep team for the middle schoolers, and then we have a race team. And every year we have a few kids that get sent to junior nationals that do really well, and some go on to college skiing. So it's a great way to introduce kids to a new sport and to possibly help them grow in that sport.
Superiorland Ski Club, great for many ages and whatnot, but how can folks get involved with that? Is it volunteer driven? Are you looking for folks to become volunteers? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, the club is all volunteer based, except for we do hire a coach to help with the high school team, but all of our other coaches are volunteers. Right now we are actually looking for someone to help co-coach the Ski Cats, which is the littlest program that meets on Sundays in the wintertime. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the club webpage and contact the club through that, superiorlandskiclub.com. We're always looking for people. This year, the club will host the high school championships in Marquette County, and that would be for all of Michigan. So we'll need volunteers out there race day helping. We do also the ski swap and the bike swap. Mm-hmm. So the ski swap will be in November, not December, that'd be a little late. And then in April, the bike swap. And so we always need people to help us with that. Come in if they're an expert on a certain, skis or bikes, that helps us sell those things and bring their things in to help the club as well.
Well, it sounds like a whole multitude of different things and focused on many different aspects of skiing.
Yeah, it really just is. It's about skiing. It's about having fun. It's just really about going out and playing. We have so much winter here.
Yeah, you might as well embrace it.
If you can find something fun to do. And cross-country skiing really is. When I started a couple years ago really taking it seriously. And at first, I just thought, I can't do this. It's too hard. I'm dying. But then I learned some technique, and it made it easier. And now I can go out there and just fly. And that is a fun feeling.
And that's what the club is about. And one of the major fundraisers is the Lake Superior Shore Run. And you've got a few things also that are incentives for folks to get involved. Tell us about that.
Exactly. We have a lot of great sponsors this year, like 20 sponsors. We're really excited about that. And one of them is CrossFit Marquette. They're giving us 8-year-long memberships to CrossFit. So the winners, the male and female winners of the half marathon and the 5K will each get those memberships, as well as four people randomly in our prize raffle drawing. We have a lot of prizes. We've been getting those, collecting those the last couple of weeks. We're going to give running shoes to the winners as well. And then there's just random prizes, like I said, for anybody who runs. If you stick around afterwards, your name might get drawn.
So definitely a lot of community support for the organization and the event, which is great.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we do the 1K Kids Race, which is free. When they cross the line, they're going to get a little mini Clif Bar. Donna Marler is a sports nutritionist. She's helping us with those. Gilbert's is giving free cone coupons to the kids. It's just people really like to help kids find something new.
So let's wrap up here with what's happening again, when and where, and how folks can take part.
It's next Saturday, September 22nd. The race kicks off at 10. Unless you want to do a little bit longer, have a half marathon, it's going to start at 9:30. You can pick your packets up Friday night at the Marquette Commons from 4 to 7, or register if you haven't already that night. And then registration will open at 8 a.m. at Little Presque Isle Saturday morning.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event, and we certainly wish you the best with it. And folks can get registered, of course. And if they have any questions, how can they find out more? Is there a website or phone numbers? What have you got?
Yeah, the Superior Land Ski Club website is www.superiorlandskiclub.com. And the online registration's there, the paper registration's there, and all the club events. So if you want to help out in any way with the club, we're always looking for volunteers.
Jennifer Kilpela with us this morning, director of the Lake Superior Shore Run, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.